A reading from Mark 10, 1. Jesus then left that place and went into the region of Judea, across from the Jordan. Again crowds of people came to him, and as was his custom, he taught them.
This is a very short passage, and it doesn't seem to have all that much significance. However, one of the powerful aspects of reading the Gospels is there is a geographic significance to everything. And here, Jesus crosses the Jordan, and he goes into another part of Israel. And does this mean anything? I mean, is this because John the Baptist was at the Jordan? You and I have been to the Jordan, and it's not much of a river in many parts, but what does it mean to go into Judea?
Well, we need to remember that Galilee was the place that Jesus is from, and that's where his followers are coming from. Judea is connected with the land that the religious leaders are from, and so when Jesus has opposition, it's often with the Judeans. And so part of, you know, this plays out in our understanding of the triumphal entry. We figure, how does a crowd turn so drastically from, behold, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, to crucify him? Well, behold, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Galileans, as he comes up through Bethany and in that way. The Judeans are the ones yelling, crucify him, crucify him. It's a whole different crowd. And so there's a little bit of a clue here that there are some crowds developing around this region, and we don't know if these are Galileans that are following him out. There's the other thought that he's crossed the Jordan. He's now out of the holy place, out of the safe place in some ways. He's moving out of Jerusalem. And there's could be a lot of clues that are getting here. I think the thing that captured me was that there were crowds of people. There's popularity right now. There's a growing group that wants to be a part of what he's doing, and they're drawn to what they're seeing with their eyes. They're seeing healing, they're seeing signs of the kingdom, but how will this be sustained as things become a little bit difficult in the days that are around the corner?
If one of those clues is correct, that in the region of Judea that Jesus is starting to get a crowd, and he is actually teaching them, and they are beginning to follow him. That is dangerous stuff
for the leaders. Absolutely. So, in some ways, just as we've talked through those elements, we've kind of narrowed it down to why he's becoming a threat. It's okay if he's the great leader up in Galilee, but keep your leadership out of Judea and among our Judean people. This is going to set him up for what's happening right around the corner, which is the cross.
And this is affirmed when Jesus finally does get to Jerusalem, and the leaders there say to Nicodemus, look into it. Nothing good comes out of, I guess it's Nazareth or Galilee. And they have contempt for that whole region. They're a bunch of peasants and fishermen, and they have not taken it seriously. But then if the crowds are actually starting to follow him, they see a huge danger for their own position. And what you said about Jesus's triumphant entry, what we call Palm Sunday, is really the Galilean contingent, praising him as he comes into town. And those who cry out, crucify him, are his natural enemies, Judeans. That's interesting. I won't forget that next Easter.